This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
We are off to explore Canary Wharf and the surrounding Tower Hamlets area of London now here on RNIB Connect Radio, with Paws on the Wharf, an accessible and inclusive art trail featuring 25 guide dog sculptures, each individually decorated by talented artists, including a number of blind and partially sighted artists too. Paws on the Wharf has been made accessible through the use of large print and braille guides, use of the NaviLens technology to help with orientation and access, along with QR codes to trigger audio and I believe some sensory guided tours too. Selena Fairclough, Guide Dogs Art Trail Manager, joins me now to tell me a bit more about Paws on the Wharf. Hello Selena and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi Toby, nice to meet you and to be here.
Paws on the Wharf sounds like a great sculpture trail for everyone to experience around Canary Wharf and the Tower Hamlets area of London. Where did the idea for the art trail come from? And what does Guide Dogs, I suppose, in a way, want to get across to people through the trail and the wonderful decorated guide dog sculptures?
Yeah, well, the idea was really born out of our relationship with a company called City. They're an investment bank, and we developed a partnership with them some years ago. And literally, we were just sitting in a room doing a brainstorm, coming up with all kinds of different types of ideas of different activities that the partnership could do together. And this was one of them. This is just a small thing that came up and then was sort of forgotten for a while. And then our partnership sort of was coming to an end because we were their London charity partner. And it was only a 2-year partnership, and it kind of happened over COVID. So it went on for another year, which was great. And at the end of that period, they mentioned having a sort of art trail in Canary Wharf. So that's where the idea was really born from, if you like. And our larger than life guide dog sculptures that are all around Canary Wharf were based on a lovely guide dog called Thea, who was a guide dog that was sponsored by City during our partnership. So they funded her training and everything. And we based the guide dog mold, if you like, on Thea. She's now obviously a guide dog, and she's been partnered with a lovely lady called Lorraine, and City know her quite well. Yeah, and that's what the guide dog sculptures were based on.
And each of the 25 guide dog sculptures have been decorated by a number of artists, including blind and partially sighted artists such as Clark Reynolds, Angela Charles and Alex Devling. Would you give me and listeners a bit of a flavour of how their sculptures look and feel, as they are tactile too?
They are tactile. So obviously one of our aims was to create a very accessible and inclusive art trail. So we invited a number of different artists, and they also include 5 artists with visual impairment. So as you said, Angela, Alex, Kevin, Sean and Clark. I'll just give you maybe a flavour of a couple of those. So Clark Reynolds, sculpture number one, based in Jubilee Park in Canary Wharf, and his design's called Dr. Dog. And that was inspired by a colour blindness test, actually. And Clark really aims to bridge the gap between visual and tactile and really sort of create conversations about sight loss through visual art, but also tactile art. So it's a blue dog with purple and blue spots. And some of the spots are raised and they form letters from the Braille alphabet. So, you know, you can touch it and read the Braille alphabet on his dog. So that's one dog. Another dog is called Straight On, and that's by a lady called Angela Charles. So what she did is, situated behind Straight On is obviously the iconic views of Canary Wharf and One Canada Square building with its pyramid shaped roof, and that's a very tall building. And what she did is she went around this area and she used GPS tracking on some of her walking routes. And these formed like a starting point for some markings that are on her dog. So her dog is a sort of green, grey and pink dog with Straight On written right across the harness. And she's used colours that reminded her of an old globe to form a lovely design, and incorporated some of the commands that she gives her guide dog called Flynn, such as Straight On, which is the name of her sculpture.
They sound wonderful. And of course, Pause on the Wharf is, as I said in my introduction, fully accessible through the use of large print and braille guides, the NaviLens technology and QR-triggered audio. And of course, you know, it would have to be accessible because it's guide dogs as well. And for us all as, you know, blind and partially sighted people to experience this trail too.
Yeah, so there are many sort of ways that make this art trail really accessible, I guess. So one of the ways, of course, is that the route is step free. So it's about 5.5 kilometres in length and it's just over 6,000 steps. But it's completely step free, which is one part of the trail. But another really key and important aspect, apart from a lot of the dogs being very, very tactile to touch, like Clark Reynolds, is the ability for people to download the NaviLens app, which is kind of cutting edge technology and enables people to visit the art trail independently. And when they get to each sculpture, there's an audio file in effect that reads out, you know, what they have in front of them, and they can learn about the artist and learn about the design of the sculpture that's in front of them.
It sounds amazing, Selena. What would guide dogs like people to come away with from following the Pause on the Wharf guide dog sculpture trail?
I guess, in some respects, it's going to be raising funds for our guide dog services. Part of it is a celebration of our iconic guide dogs that, you know, that help people get out and about and provide independence. It also is going to be creating and highlighting some of the challenges that people with visual impairment have and drive really important conversations about accessibility and inclusion. And so it's going to do a number of different things. And I guess the other thing is it's going to help create a smile. You know, if you've ever been to Canary Wharf, I mean, I quite like it. I like going around and taking photos of Canary Wharf because it's a very photographic area. But I think just having these lovely guide dogs that are larger than life, you know, they're about a metre high. They've all been very skillfully and very differently painted by a whole range of artists. And I think they're going to really help to create a smile on the wharf. That's another aspect. And then at the end, as I said, this not only will raise awareness about sight loss and also celebrate the extraordinary bond between guide dogs and the people that they help, it will also raise funds for our work, and that will culminate in an auction, which is happening at the Saatchi Gallery in June.
Well, it all sounds fantastic, and all the sculptures sound really good, and it's great to have, you know, sort of accessible art in sort of a main place like Canary Wharf in London. Selena, if listeners would like to find out more about Pause on the Wharf and follow the guide dogs art trail, where can people go to find out more?
So they can go online onto the guide dog website, and there are special pages on there called Pause on the Wharf. So if you type in Pause on the Wharf into Google or your search engine, our pages will come up. And one of the other features is that obviously we've made all our pages about the art trail completely accessible. And we also have, so you can go online and find out more. We also have a range of different events, and there's an event page on there. We'll have a range of different events that are taking place across the trail, and you'll be able to go and pick up a trail map, because we're going to have some pop-up areas during those event days. So you'll be able to pick up a map or download a trail map from our website directly. And we've also got some really nice sensory tours that we're putting on as well. And you can book on those. We've made sure that we've got some places saved for people with visual impairment. So people can come along and we'll take them around the tour. We're going to be doing highlights. We won't be doing the whole tour, so we'll just be doing some highlights to about 2 or 3 different areas across the trail. And there will be sighted guides as well to help guide people around the tour as well.
And of course, the guide dogs address is guidedogs.org.uk. Well, thank you very much indeed, Selena Fairclough, Guide Dogs Art Trail Manager, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and taking me and listeners on a journey through Pause on the Wharf.
Thank you, Toby.